presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 12, 11 o'clock America New York. U.S. risks breaching debt ceiling in first 2 weeks of June. The government faces a significant risk that it will be unable to pay all of its bills in the first 2 weeks of June unless the debt ceiling is increased, the Congressional Budget Office said.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 12, 11 o'clock America New York. Biden to nominate Philip Jefferson for Fed's number two job. The president will also tap economist Adriana Kugler for a Fed board seat. If confirmed, she would be the first Latino to serve on the board.
New York Times Business.
May 12, 11 o'clock America New York, U.S. faces significant risk of running out of cash in June, CBO warns. A default would cause financial distress, economic disruptions and rapid increases in borrowing rates, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said. The Congressional Budget Office outlined the fiscal strain facing the federal government as the legislative standoff over the debt ceiling continues.
New York Times Business.
May 12, 11 o'clock America New York. Biden taps Philip Jefferson and Adriana Kugler for top Fed jobs. President Biden announced his plan to nominate Adriana Kugler, an official at the World Bank, for a Fed governor job, while elevating Philip Jefferson to the role of vice chair. President Biden nominated Adriana Kugler to fill the Federal Reserve's only remaining open governor position on its seven-member board.
Global economy.
May 12, 1046 America New York, Forrester Research to axe China jobs after Beijing's consultant crackdown. U.S. research firm will shed the majority of its analysts in China.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 12, 1025 America New York, correlation, causation, and big changes. Scott Alexander recently argued that building more housing in a given city causes housing prices to go up in that city. He acknowledged that previous studies had found the opposite relationship, but suggested that he was more impressed by the strong positive correlation between population and prices when there are big changes.
BBC News Business.
May 12, 1023 America New York, Linda Yaccarino leaves NBC Universal amid Twitter talk. The move follows Elon Musk's announcement that he has found a new person to lead Twitter.
Daily FX Market News.
May 12, 1012 America New York, copper prices drop on weaker Chinese data, demand concerns. Copper, often a leading economic indicator, turns lower after disappointing Chinese data and weaker metal demand sends a warning signal to the global economy.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 12, 901 America New York. Dude, what are you reading? A romance novel? More men, including baseball star Bryce Harper, are picking up the traditionally female-targeted love stories. Almost a how-to about relationships.
New York Times Business.
May 12, 9 o'clock America New York, more options to pay for medical care, but some may be costly. Consumer experts are warning patients that some offerings charge much higher interest rates than regular credit cards.
Global economy.
May 12, 8:57 America New York, the pause, visualized. No pivot, yet, but central banks are slowing down, at least in M.
Global economy.
May 12. 8:05 America New York, we need a new approach to bank regulation. Waiting until there is a crisis and then deploying ad hoc measures is not good enough.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 12, 8 o'clock America New York, Michael Spence's incomplete case for industrial policy. Michael Spence, who shared the 2001 Nobel Prize in Economics, is an emeritus professor of economics at Stanford University's Graduate School of Business. He recently wrote an op-ed titled, In Defense of Industrial Policy. It is gated at Project Syndicate but appears ungated in the Jordan Times.
Daily FX Market News. May 12, 7:35 America New York, U.S. dollar latest. Bullish move stalls at channel resistance. The U.S. dollar is little changed in early trade after yesterday's sizable move higher, bouncing off a long-term zone of support. Levels to watch for DXY.
Marginal Revolution.
May 12, 7:25 America New York, substitutes are everywhere, the great German gas debate in retrospect. In March of 2022, a group of top economists released a paper analyzing the economic effects on Germany of a stop in energy imports from Russia, Bachmann et al. 2022.
BBC News Business.
May 12, 7 o'clock America, New York, GMB Union writes to Tribunal for Amazon Recognition in Peru. The trade union is writing to the Central Arbitration Committee to request legal recognition.
BBC News Business.
May 12, 6:48 America, New York, Royal Mail boss Simon Thompson to step down. Simon Thompson is to step down from his role, the owner of Royal Mail says.
Daily FX Market News.
May 12, 3 o'clock America, New York. GDP breaking news. UK economy expands 0.1% in Q1 of 2023. GBP, USD bid. The UK economy expanded in Q1 of 2023, but February stalled and March contracted. Is that just a blip or a cause for concern moving forward?
Marginal revolution.
May 12, 2:58 America, New York, immigration and falling fertility rates. That is the topic of my latest Bloomberg column. Here is one excerpt. Some countries can be expected to keep their relatively restrictionist immigration policies.
Marginal revolution. May 12, 0:28 America, New York. Is it good to say, Disfluencies such as pauses, s, and, s are common interruptions in the speech stream. Previous work probing memory for disfluent speech shows memory benefits for disfluent compared to fluent materials.